Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, real estate expert, and maybe controversial host. We shall see. I'm Antoine Glover. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning. Can you believe we got some snow? It was like a 70-degree drop. We got some snow this week, and now it's back up to where, I guess, where it needs to be. Welcome to Colorado. The bipolar weather. Just wait a few minutes, and it'll definitely change for you. So what is Wake Up and Live? What is this whole thing about? Well, with all this doom and gloom that's plaguing all of us, you know, 24/7, nonstop, it's continually just dividing us. And I just didn't want to add to the fuel to the fire. I thought this was about time to create a show that plugs you into what's happening in the real estate world, but I didn't want a show on just real estate. But more importantly, the good people are doing in and around Southern Colorado and abroad. What are people doing to make a positive difference in our community? Well, that's something that we're so desperately are missing in our lives. We are more alike than not. Wouldn't you agree on that? I mean, just take a look at this. Look at the news this morning as an example. Another shooting, more riots, racial divide, coronavirus, political tension, all that sounds familiar, right? Because it's played 24/7, 7 days a week. So what are all those headlines? What do they all have in common, obviously, besides being negative? Well, they are all something you and I have zero control over. And I felt it was about time to take back control, and henceforth the name, why I came up with Wake Up and Live. Isn't it time to wake up and have control over your life, control over your destiny? Now, before I talk more about this, I'm sure you're going to want to know, okay, who is this guy? Who is this Antoine Glover guy behind the mic? Well, I'll give you a brief history of who I am. I've been here in Colorado Springs last 20 years. Ironically, I was a TV news reporter for KRDO with Good Morning Colorado. You may remember me with Tim Glenn, Angela Unruh, and Marty Venachinque. I don't know what he's taking, but he has an age. I think he looks younger now. It's been over, 20 years, Marty? Hey, I was that reporter that every time that it snowed, guess where I was? I was in Monument, on Monument Hill, letting you know it's snowing, it's cold, the roads are icy, be careful. Back to you guys there in the studio. And then rinse and repeat. So don't get me wrong. I was appreciative of the opportunity, but I don't miss those nice, chilly days, stating the obvious all morning long. So I actually started radio at the age of 16 in my hometown of Redding, California. If you're not familiar with that part of California, it's about 3 hours north of Sacramento. Growing up, my idols were, you know, Paul Harvey. You know, remember the rest of the story? And Gil Gross and tons of other radio personalities that had a real major influence in my life. I was around my mid-20s where I decided to switch over to TV as a reporter in Chico, California. I moved out to Colorado, as I mentioned, 20 years ago. I left KRDO shortly after 9/11 and just... You know, I just got to a point where telling you you're going to die, find out tonight how at 5, it just wasn't for me. So we parted ways, and of course, when you leave the media, you automatically say, hey, why don't I just get into the restaurant business? No, but that's exactly what I did. I thought maybe one day I would open up my own restaurant. Thank goodness I did not do that. And this was about 10 years ago. And a good friend of mine, very well known in the real estate world, you know, it was during that time when you would talk to anybody in real estate and it was like they lost their mom. You remember those days, right? You know, like, you know, how's the market? And this friend of mine, he said, man, I'm having the time of my life. And he says, Antoine, what are you doing? What are you doing here in the restaurant business? You would do fantastic in real estate. And I thought about that for a bit. And for me, that was the seed that I needed. And I jumped into the home building side of real estate took a long time to learn the ropes and kind of figure out, you know, just to learn the whole process of building and all that kind of fun stuff. But I did. I finally became successful at it. I like to tell people it was an overnight success after about 10 years, right? So, I did all that. And now I'm a realtor here in Colorado. Love it. Absolutely love it in my own time. I'm also a developer, currently in the midst of building 200 homes and a hotel in Fairplay. If you're not familiar with Fairplay, it is near Breckenridge. So we're, building 200 homes, a hotel, and then also I think we've got, 2,400 acres, and we're going to be, a portion of that's going to be for wild Mustangs, and we're going to turn the rest of it into a retreat. So that should be a treat once we get that all underway. That should be going in here into the year 2021. All right. Well, there you have it. The last 29 years of my life in about, 5 minutes or so. Hey, make sure you follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Antoine Glover-Realtor. And for any real estate questions, any kind of needs that you have, you can also reach out to me at 719-344-0335. Once again, this is Wake Up and Live. I am your host, Antoine Glover. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll tell you a little bit more about me and what you can expect in the days to come.
Hey there, this is Ken Moon. I'd love to have you join me this Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 on the AM dial. We'll kick around whatever's bugging you around that special place that you call home. Whatever the issues are, I'm pretty sure I can help you. So I'll see you this Saturday afternoon. It's a date, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Around the House program right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 and 92.5 FM and 1240 AM.
From ABC News, Tech Trends, Tesla has a new competitor in a startup called Lucid. Car and Driver's Roberto Baldwin says Lucid's new electric sedan, the Air, has something in common with Tesla's Model S.
It's run by the former head of engineering for the Model S, the Tesla Model S. So Peter Rawlinson, he knows electric vehicles. He knows what he's doing.
The Air sports over 1,000 horsepower thanks to a sophisticated battery.
They've put in a 113 kilowatt hour capacity battery pack in there, which is, 13 kilowatts more than what Tesla offers.
That gives the Air more than 500 miles of electric charge, which is about 100 more than the Model S. Baldwin says, well, plenty of EV startups fail. Lucid stands apart.
It's a really, really tough road. They still have a lot of work to do, but they seem to be doing everything right.
With Tech Trends, I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This is the best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
Generosity changes your life. Outrageous generosity will outrageously change your life. It changes the way your eyes look. It changes the way you walk. It changes the way you relate to others. It changes your career track. It changes the way you teach and work with employees. It changes the way you work while you're at work for your employer. It changes your life.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays from 1 to 4 on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. My name is Antoine Glover. I am your host as well as your real estate expert. This show is something that's going to be different. It is going to be different. We're going to talk about real estate locally, what's going on in the trends locally, as well as what's going on nationally. But in addition to that, I want to do something that's a little bit, actually a lot bit different than what you can expect. I didn't want a show specifically just about real estate to talk about real estate for 30 minutes. I want to talk about things that also interest you. I think we don't have enough of that positivity out there, and I think it's time to highlight those positive aspects of what people are doing in our community. And so today is just me. You're going to be getting a big dose of Antoine and who I am, where I came from, and but you're going to get a lot of different interviews of very successful people. I'm going to try to see if we can get the mayor on to talk about what's going on here in our city. I would like to talk to economists. I'd like to talk to health professionals. I want to highlight the good that people are doing. I'd like to talk to millennials, right? Not all millennials are, they get that bad rap and that stereotype that they're living in the basement at home and are, what are we going to do with this new generation? I know for a fact that there's a lot of great, great folks that are coming out of that Gen X that I'd like to really highlight. In addition to, like I was saying, regarding talking to you about real estate as well. So real quickly, if you just joined me, once again, Antoine Glover here. I've been here in Colorado Springs for the last 20 years or so. Moved out here from Northern California, Redding, California, about 3 hours north of Sacramento. Started my media career when I was 16. Started in radio. That was kind of cool. Starting, when a lot of my friends were flipping burgers, I was flipping on the mic, and I had a chance to be on the radio. And so so here we are right now. So what prompted me? What prompted me to want to start my radio program now? I'm in real estate and I'm a developer as I'm a realtor. I've had a lot of experience in various places, right? For restaurants, obviously radio, television, and now real estate and developing real estate. Well, it really kind of started about, 7, 8 years ago. I remember vividly, I was sitting in my model home, and I was working for a local builder here in town. And I was thinking about the owner of the company. And, she started out just like me. I was a salesperson, but she ended up owning the company. And some people would say, good for her, must be nice. But I was thinking about something that was different. I wanted to know how she did it, right? It's kind of like, grandma makes that famous cake or whatever that dish is, right? Instead of trying to go out there and try to duplicate it, why not ask grandma, hey, what's the recipe? And that's what I started to do. And it really kind of piqued my curiosity was piqued. And that's when I started YouTubing successful people. And people started coming up, like Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Les Brown. They started popping up, and I would listen to their messages, and it really started to resonate with me. But it was one person. There was one person, and if you take anything away from this, and I promise you, everything that I'm saying here is kind of set the stage as to why I'm doing what I'm doing. But there's, if you're going to write down anything, this is one person I would highly, highly recommend. His name is Earl Nightingale, and he had a radio program, or he recorded a program called The Strangest Secret. Now, he said something in his 31-minute recording that struck me like lightning. He said, your mind will only grow what you feed it. Think about this. Your mind doesn't care what you plant. It will only grow what you plant. And I thought to myself, wow, if my mind will only grow what I feed it, what would happen if I fed it positive things, good things, healthy things into my head? And so from that day forward, I turned off all the media. 7, 8 years ago, I haven't watched a lick of news. Now, I'll take that back. Obviously, this coronavirus, I wanted to see, what health officials were saying, the president, and of course, locally. But aside from that, I had to turn off the TV. And yes, I went through withdrawals. I felt like I didn't know what was going on. But then after a while, I felt kind of really, really good. I can actually think clearer. The news, when I put this out there and, take it for what it's worth, there are only 3 emotions that you get when you watch the news. It doesn't matter who you are. There's 3 emotions you're going to get. You're going to leave with fear, anger, and or sadness. Fear, anger, and or sadness. Think about that. I use this analogy, and where people can really, they can really relate, that imagine I said, hey, listen, before I go to the gym every morning, I'm going to drink a 6-pack of beer, a couple of sodas, some donuts, and a package of bacon, right? You don't have to be a health expert to go, well, that doesn't seem right. Why would you do something like that? Exactly, right? Why would you treat your mind any differently? How can you, nobody wakes up hoping to have a bad day. Nobody wants to wake up and have a bad day. They want to wake up and live, be given another chance. And so how can you anticipate to have a great day, a great attitude, when you start everything off with fear, anger, and sadness, right? So I needed to take myself away from that, right? And that's where I started gaining control, right? I also needed to steer clear of negative people. I can go on and on about the negative people, though. But you know those negative people that have a problem for every solution. You know, Mom was right. You know, birds of a feather, right? And so when I might be in a conversation today, and the conversation starts to get negative, I either turn the conversation around, or I turn around and I'm out of there. I can't stand negative people, right? You think the coronavirus or the flu or anything else is dangerous. You know what's dangerous? Negative people, because they will help pull you down. And I also needed to be aware of my negative thoughts, right? And just being aware of it, we're all human, right? We all have, you know, good days and bad days. But I really started reading good books. I hated reading. I did. I swear, I hated picking up any kind of book. It was just boring to me. But there was one book, and when people ask me, they go, hey, your personal growth journey, what books were really instrumental? And I can list a whole litany of books that have been and continue to be instrumental in my life. But the one book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, it's the small things in life that don't seem to matter in the moment that are actually what matters the most in the long run, right? These seemingly insignificant things that you do every day over a long period of time, they accumulate, right? And so when I started reading, and I still do it today, I read a chapter of a good book a day. A chapter takes roughly, 10 minutes, maybe 12 minutes. And if you do that consistently over a course of a year, you're going to be reading 12 to 15 good books that, guess what? Your mind only grows what you feed it, right? Be careful of what you allow to grow inside your mind. If it's death, destruction, right? Those three things that I was talking to you about, you know, fear, anger, sadness over a long period of time. What do you think that's going to do to your mind, right? Exactly. It's not going to be good. So in addition to all of this about me, I also became a life coach and a speaker through the John Maxwell program. If you're not familiar with John Maxwell, phenomenal leader, makes you think, wonderful pastor. He's just an all around great person, and it helped launch me into the speaking world. So, and I'm also, just add more to the plate, right? I'm also in the midst of writing a book, and it's going to be called Static. And real quickly, you know, we all remember the days of, the antennas, right? And sometimes, you'd had to adjust the antenna to actually see a clear picture. And that's generally what happens with us in life, right? I mean, just think about this, right? You're doing the same thing over and over. Maybe it's worked well for you for the last 4, 5, 10 years, but all of a sudden you're doing the same thing and not getting the results that you're looking for. Maybe it's time to adjust the antenna. And that's going to be the gist of my book. I think it's going to be phenomenal, because I really want a show that's A, entertaining, but I also want you to think. I really want you to think, and you may or may not agree with some of the things that I may say, but that's okay. Hopefully I just made you think. You know, my goal is to positively affect directly or indirectly a million people. And hopefully I'm making that difference with you this morning. All right, we're going to go ahead and take yet another break. I am your host, and I'm your host, Antoine Glover. This is Wake Up and Live, episode number 1, and we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes.
I'm Greg Koopman, president of Heartfelt Care at Home and host of Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio on Sundays. One thing we've learned for certain during these challenging times is that our seniors, our aging loved ones, are safest at home. Heartfelt Care at Home lets seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. If you're looking for options to keep your aging loved ones safe at home, visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com or give us a call today at 719-362-0094.
Here's a home improvement tip from KRDO News Radio.
Here's a dirty little secret. You have to clean your dishwasher. Things like food particles, grease, and soap scum all can cause your dishwasher to stop working properly, so cleaning it goes a long way. First, clean the dishwasher drain where most of that gunk gets lodged. Next, fill a dishwasher-safe bowl with a cup of white wine vinegar, then run the dishwasher on a hot water cycle. The next time you open your dishwasher, it should be sparkling clean.
Hi, Rudy Max here, and every Saturday, Robert, Mary, Carrie, and I ask that you join us for America's number one travel radio show. Each week, we'll bring you a mix of travel decision makers and industry experts.
We'll also share our opinions and experiences, but most importantly, we do everything we can to bring you a show that's different than anything you'll see, hear, or find anywhere else out there.
So join the Travel Trio for topical travel talk, inside scoop, and compelling journeys that can only be found on your RM World Travel Connection.
Saturday nights at 9 on KRDO News Radio. Life doesn't happen on a rigid schedule. When news breaks and you're not by your radio, don't worry. KRDO News Radio is live and up to date all day long on Twitter. Follow us at KRDO News Radio for the best coverage of local news, traffic, and weather on Twitter. Don't take our word for it. More people in Southern Colorado follow KRDO News Radio on Twitter than any other radio station in the area. Find out why on Twitter at KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Well, good morning. Welcome back. I am your host, Antoine Glover. This is Wake Up and Live. Isn't it time to wake up? Isn't it time to live? Isn't it time to take your life back? Yeah, hey, I'm talking about real estate, but I'm also going to be talking about there's more to life than just real estate, right? You know, you're getting some insight as to obviously who I am, what am I about. Wake Up and Live is basically, it's about you. It's about our community. And there is doom and gloom out there, but you don't have to continually bombard yourself with that, right? Because guess what's going to happen? Nothing good's going to come out of that, right? So obviously, I'm going to be highlighting real estate trends, obviously what's going on with inventory. Is it up? Is it down? What's going on in the building side? I'm going to be doing tons of interviews, various builders, various successful people. This is going to be a show where it's really going to highlight the positive aspects of our community, and I think it's about time that we really highlight what's going on in and around Southern Colorado as well as the nation. And I remember I was probably about 18, and I remember sitting back and I was thinking about this, and I was like, wow, this is interesting. You know, if we're lucky, I'm going to emphasize that, if we're lucky, we live 10 years eight times. Well, I'm 45 years old right now, and that actually excites me. That excites me to know that this isn't about me. It's about you. You know, as Tony Robbins, he is so eloquently put it, as I untie my tongue, a legacy is a seed you plant for a tree you will never see. Listen to this again. A legacy is a seed you plant for a tree you will never see. Isn't that interesting? So that gives you some insight as to who is this guy behind the mic. You know, it's not going to be all about me. It's going to be all about you, but I needed to take some time to introduce myself, right? And we're going to have so many wonderful guests. It's going to be that 30 minutes of Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover Saturday mornings at 9 at KRDO is going to be part of the way that you wake up. Get that coffee. Get that tea. And also, if you are a business owner, you would like to help sponsor this show, You can also reach out to me if you have any real estate needs or if you'd like to sponsor the show. My number is 719-344-0335, 719-344-0335. And yeah, you may be a builder. You say, hey, listen, Antoine, I'd like to, you know, banter back and forth on what's going on in the building world. Let's do this thing. Hey, you know, you may be a doctor that has something that's new out there that you would like to you'd like me to highlight. I want to be there for you. You could be a student. Maybe you have mom and dad out there. You have an outstanding student that has accomplished some great things. I want to interview him or her. There's so many great things people are doing, and it's about time to actually highlight them, right? And this kind of ties everything into what I think is really the embodiment of what success really is. And this is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. What is success? To laugh often and much. To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children. To earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends. To appreciate the beauty. To find the best in others. To leave the world a bit better. Whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. Once again, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I just want to take 2 seconds out to thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your morning to spend with me. And let's do this every Saturday. You can't miss a day of this. This is also going to be on a podcast. So if you do miss a day, it's okay. We'll have it on the website and we'll get you all taken care of on that as well as you're driving. Maybe you're out of town. Maybe you're on vacation. I'm going to be really highlighting some really cool things, some books. I'm going to be talking to authors, you name it. This show is going to bring all of that in addition to giving you updates on what's going on in your neck of the woods when it regards to real estate. So there it is, Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning, 9 to 9:30 here on KRDO News Radio. And make sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Antoine Glover-Realtor. For any real estate needs, you can just give me a call or you can message me on Facebook. 719-344-0335, 719-344-0335. You have yourself one heck of a Saturday. We'll be talking to you soon in 7 days.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.